Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, it seems like the weather's finally changed. What should we be doing to head into winter?
Well, now I've been talking about all these little responsibilities that we have in the yard, cleaning things up, getting raking up the leaves off of your lawn, and getting everything ready to go to bed for the winter. Be sure and disconnect your hoses from the hose bibs, because that can be a costly oversight. So anyway, we've got everything cleaned up, but now I'm looking out my window and I see all my empty pots. Now, these are the pots that I've been growing geraniums and petunias and other colorful annuals in all summer, but this past week we've had some chilly weather and I had the first killing frost at my house of the season this year. So what I'm going to do this weekend is I'm going to remove those plants from the pots, shake the soil off of the roots, and then I'm going to go to my favorite nursery, which of course is Payne's Nursery, and I'm going to buy some little dwarf conifers or possibly just young blue spruce or Austrian pine. When I say young, they have a nice shape, but they're not very large. They're easy to handle. And what I do is I take these trees and I repot them into these pots that are on my patio so that I have something to look at through the winter. Now, we have two choices. We can either take these conifers out of the pots that they're in and plant them directly into the soil, or we can just dig a hole in the soil that's in the pot, and then with our new purchase of these little conifers, we just sink that into the whole pot and all. So you've kind of got a pot in pot. And the only thing you have to remember is in the winter, when you water that plant, you have to make sure that some of it gets into that container that it's still growing in. Now, the advantage to doing this is come spring, you can pull that plant out of your big decorative pot and plant it somewhere in your yard, and then you've got that pot freed up for your summer color again. We do sell tree lights and decorations that you can put on them. And I might also mention that if you're interested in buying a live Christmas tree this year, what I would recommend is that you dig a hole in your yard where you're going to plant it. Mix the soil that comes out of that hole about 50-50 with Payne soil conditioner, and then refill the hole with that mixture. That way, after Christmas, when you want to plant your tree in your yard, your hole will be easy to excavate, even if the ground is frozen. So there's these little tricks that'll help you out and make your life easier.
Well, thanks, Lynn. Where are you located?
Well, we've got two stores in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive. The other is at 304 Camino O'Leary. And you can always go to our website for helpful advice. That's paynes.com.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.